Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Bobcast. With you, as always, is Bob, live in the lounge, staring at the Ouija boards. Oh, I like to let a little time go in between podcasts now because, let's be honest, I mean, like sometimes, I mean, I recorded one in between the last episode and I didn't air it because I just didn't feel like it was a good one. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we've been hitting these, you know, strides together, the text messages, the letters on Instagram. Really enjoyed the podcast. I love those. Thank you so much. Hence why I'm back here today to deliver another message. It's been an interesting week. Last 2 weeks, I've been working late and getting home late. Still waking up early. Taking my kid to the bus stop. Taking my kid to school. Working out. Going to work. It's amazing how fast a work day goes when you work out in the morning. I used to work out like 3-4 o'clock when I got done work. It doesn't do the same thing. Like if you get up early and you go to the gym, it's just going to change your day, you know? Like you feel better about yourself too, especially like, you know, if you're somebody who sits in an office chair, dude, no wonder you're tired. You sit in a chair all day long, you go home, you sit in another chair. I try not to sit in my office too much because it drives me nuts to just sit there and just be like, oh, I ain't going nowhere. I'm stuck here forever. I hate it. You know what I mean? So like, you know, I mean, you got to keep moving, you know? Like, I didn't understand that message when I was younger. In fact, I was pretty lazy, you know what I mean? I just sat around, ate shitty food, felt shitty, got shitty depressed, you know what I mean? You ever get shitty depressed? It's the worst. And it's like, you're like, why do I feel this way? Meanwhile, you're eating like a bag of Doritos, Cool Ranch, and you're just slamming them one after the other because they're so addictive and you don't even realize what it's doing to your body, but your mind is like, yeah. Give me more of this. Give me more of this slop so I can fulfill myself and take away all my problems. Put a cap on all my mental issues. Put a cap on all my marital issues. Put a cap on my job issues. All my issues. I'm going to submerge myself into a blanket of alcohol and drugs. And that's what happens. We do this because we're in pain, because we forgot that we were spiritual beings and we're living in this physical world trying to make sense of going to a job 5 days a week for 40 hours to give, to get 2 days off, 48 hours off with your loved ones. That is a prison sentence. That is something I never wanted to sign up for, you know? When I found out that you had to, you know, you get done school and you got to go to work for, I remember asking my parents, I was like, so you still get summers off, right? Not the case, dude. Not the case. You ain't getting summers off. In fact, you're only getting 2 days off. And guess what? As you get older, Friday nights are a wash because you're too exhausted to do anything by the time 9 o'clock rolls around. That's what you got forward to look forward to, you know? Yeah, it sounds depressing, but it's really not, because if you could just be like me, the Bobcast out here in the woods, you got to escape from all that shit sometimes. You don't necessarily have to go hiking or start your own podcast, but you got to do something to get your mind out of the physical world and back into the spiritual world. You know what I mean? Like, do you meditate? Do you pray? Do you practice altruism? Do you practice kindness? These are the things that can help you out of a rut. Yeah, you can go see a therapist. You can get on Zoloft. You can get on Effexor. You can get on a whole multitude of different SSRIs, SNRIs. I'm on Effexor and occasionally Wellbutrin to mitigate you know, side effects, if you will. I'm not going to be on this forever. I've been on lots of different SSRIs, and I've talked about the healing benefits of them on the show here before. Been in therapy for 3 years. Meds are going to, you know, help you if you're not feeling good about yourself. And recently I talked to somebody, and they weren't feeling good about themselves, and I, you know, explained to them, you know, once your serotonin, and some people don't know what serotonin is, and it's like, dude, it's like the thing that balances you out in your brain. You know, it's the thing that says everything's going to be okay. It's not the emergency response button, you know what I mean? It's not like the, you know, end all, you know? Sometimes, though, you just got to, you know, you got to take a hike, go for a walk, something like that, you know what I mean? Or do something like I said, altruism, okay? So listen to this, right? I think the last time we spoke was 2 weeks ago. And when we spoke, we were talking about how God hides in people. Like, people used to think God was dead, but in fact, God was just hiding in people. And it's your job to go out there into the world and find God. Woke up yesterday. It was a night shift. I'd worked a night shift before. I woke up, did the same procedure I told you all about. Took my kid to school. Went to the gym. After the gym, I like these protein bars that cost $4 a bar. They're called Perfect Bars. I love the coconut peanut butter bar. Like, I love my dogs and I love, you know, my family. I love these coconut peanut butter bars of protein. There's 16 grams of protein in it. You feel great afterwards because it's loaded with 8 different superfoods. Please give me a sponsorship. Send me the box because I think it's $75 for a box of 50. It's a little pricey, okay? Hey. So I go to Giant, and when I go to Giant, I've been saying to God a lot lately in prayer that I want God, Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, whoever decides, together, all is one, whatever you want to do, just come and work through me, you know? Use me as your instrument, you know? Because I had heard something before that, you know, God needs us. God needs help, you know what I mean? And I've been presented with situations that I've talked about here on the podcast before, losing my mood ring in a handicapped lady's car who couldn't get out of her chair. And yesterday it happened again. I was leaving with my 16 gram protein coconut peanut butter bar, and I started to make my way to my car, and it's getting in my car. And as I get in my car, I just glance up, and normally I wouldn't look across the parking lot, but I looked across the parking lot. And when I did, I came across this poor old woman, and she was like double hunched, like she was hunched over all the way. Her back was non-existent. I don't even think she could use her back. So I'm talking like she was like literally like an Allen wrench, completely bent over, and I was scared that she was going to fall on her face. And in that moment, I think I might have said out loud even, I was like, all right, God, here we go again. Let's do it. Sign me up, because here comes my real job, right? I was getting a protein bar to go home, eat, shower, go to my job in the physical world. But here lies in my spiritual job. And, you know, I just realized that here on the show, podcasting with y'all, you know, I got my physical job, but I got my spiritual job. My spiritual job is to help people, dude. You got to help people, and it will fulfill you in a way that you've never even expected. You know, I know it's a hard concept to grasp, strangers. I watched so many people walk past this woman. You know what I mean? I pulled my car up to the front. I got out of the car, and as soon as she saw me, she said, excuse me. And I said, I'm already here for you, ma'am. What can I do for you? And I was like, can I get you a shopping cart to lean on? And then she was like, can you go get me one of those scooters? And I was like, okay, you know, just stay right here. Just, you know, catch your breath. I'll be right back. I go into the grocery store, and I've never rented these things or used a scooter in a shopping, situation. I talked to an employee. I'm like, hey, where's the scooter? She's like, turn around. They're right there. They're all plugged in. She says, unplug it and hit go. And I did that. I got in the scooter. I unplugged it. I hit go, went out the shop, and pulled up next to this nice old lady, and I helped her get into the chair. And when I helped her get into the chair, a couple things happened that I took notice of, and I've had a couple days to like contemplate this. One, we engaged in great conversation. You know, she said, thank God you're here. And I was like, yeah. You can thank him because he sent me, you know, and or he or she or whatever you want to call it, they, it, just G-O-D, sent me to help you. And I said, God bless you. And as I was saying this, people were walking by and they caught wind of the situation, like somebody's doing a good deed. And like they kind of, like this one woman walked by and she had this like look on her face like, wow, I haven't seen that in a while. Or like, you know, like when you see like a fox, like in the middle of the road, and he's not scared, he's looking right at you, like something in the wild that, you know, should happen every day, you know what I mean? Like, we should be helping people. And then I made sure she was okay, got her in the scooter, she went into the store, and then when she went into the store, I was flooded with, I guess you can call it the Holy Spirit, dude, but I mean, like, I felt like empowered, I felt emotional, I thank God, I thank Jesus, my voice cracked, because I felt like, it's like, yeah, like you feel love, but like, I don't know if you've ever felt like spiritual love. It's a lot different. Maybe you have, and I shouldn't like be insulting you saying you never felt spiritual love. You probably have. It's why you listen to my show, you know, and when that happens, dude, it's so special. It's such a special feeling when you are flooded with the Holy Spirit. You know what I mean? And I was so emotional. I was so happy. And I've been having such a great time since, for like the last, I guess, 24 hours. Like, I've been just pretty hardcore vibing. You know what I mean? Positivity. I'm keeping my positive vibration up. I'm hiking, talking with you all. And even like talking about the story, I really came to some understanding about myself with y'all. And that's the best part about my show. I was able to differentiate between the physical job, the one that I have to go to provide insurance and healthcare for my family, and the spiritual job, which will ensure, you know, I got to be honest, like, you know, when I start praying, you know, I mean, like, I pray for others. And like, you know, when I was younger, I made the mistake of, I guess, like, being a Catholic altar boy and submerged into pop culture by praying for things that I wanted for myself, dude. You know, please, God, get me the Nintendo. Please, God, get me Mr. Game Show. Please, God, get me laser tag. Even into like my teenage early years, like, please, God, help me with this. Please help me pass this test so I don't flunk out of college. Please, God, help me make enough money so I can pay off my debt, you know? And then, you know, I stepped away for a decade or so. Like, I didn't believe any of it, you know? I didn't want to believe it because I thought it was, like, you know, created by rich white men. And then I did some research, and then, you know, like, I was exposed to Storehouse Church. I mean, Pastor Tasha, I talk about her all the time on here. She's going to come on my show. She's probably listening to this podcast. Shouts out. How are you, Tasha? You know, she's got, like, a very, like, that positive vibration that I was talking about. Like, she's got that positive vibration, which is so infectious that you just have no choice but to listen. And sometimes I'll go and listen to, like, if I'm in the band, like, I'll go and listen twice. First time I listen is to absorb it, and the second time is to process it. And when you do that, like, you're able to hear these messages. And, like, the one thing she said last week that I've been thinking about all week, and this is something I practice all the time, and you can put this into your list of responsibilities for your spiritual job as well, your spiritual occupation. And she said, like, something that's very simple, and I've been talking about it for quite a bit. See, do you see people? Do you engage with strangers? Do you say hello to somebody on the trail that you don't know? And, like, she also said that one of the most disrespectful things we can do to one another is to not see one another, you know? And, dude, I feel that 100%. I was right there with her, and I was right there with the rest of the congregation, because it's like, that's all we want, is that just to be seen, you know? To have somebody ask us a question, you know what I'm saying? Hey, how you doing? Or how's your journal writing going? How's your screenplay going? Hey, I know you were, like, in a band for years. Are you still playing your instruments? Yeah, I mean, when I walk through my place of physical occupation, I say hello to everyone, okay? And as you know on the podcast, sometimes people don't say hello back. I've learned to deal with that in the years since the pandemic. I might have mentioned to y'all that I joined Facebook again after taking, like, three, four months. Didn't want to be on it. And then, like, one day I opened it up, and then just, like, an addiction to alcohol, drugs, or, you know, some other crazy thing that, like, spikes your dopamine, I was right back on it, checking it out every day. Hey, what's up, man? How are you? Okay. So there was a classic example right there. Hiker, he had earbuds in, probably couldn't hear me, but he could see my lips moving. He didn't say anything. But, you know, as I learned from JC, I forgive him. Okay, back to the original topic that we were talking on. Let's see if I could remember. Yeah, Facebook. Okay. All right. So I joined Facebook just in time for, you know, the world to go insane on October 7th, right? Hamas attacks Israel, right? And then Israel attacks the Gaza Strip, but then we're on the brink of, like, World War III as I record this. Last night, our president, who can barely keep his eyes open, is sending 2,000 U.S. troops to the area to assist Israel. There's also talks that Iran might get involved, and if Iran gets involved, guess what? It's World War III, baby. Am I happy about that? No. Did I think in my lifetime this would happen? Yeah, I did. I did because, I mean, you can say, I mean, even like with COVID, like when people were profiting off of a worldwide virus, you saw the intention of the world. It's almost like, you know, I had watched and I've been studying, like, you know, like Noah. And I never saw the movie, the one with Russell Crowe. It's wild, dude. It's done by Darren Aronofsky. And the one thing that the movie answers, which I always thought was just, you know, I always wondered kind of like, you know, like, so he's building this massive ark. Didn't people see him building it? And didn't people kind of get curious as to what's going on? And, you know, I mean, back in those days, like, you know, if somebody saw something they wanted, they would take it, right? And the movie answers that. Is it historically accurate? I don't know. But the thing that it does talk about is, like, you know, they call God back then the creator. And the creator is just so upset with, like, just how corrupt the world had gotten, you know? And that, it feels very much like that now, you know? It feels like that when people are profiting off of war. It feels like that when people are the main character and, like, you know, making the conflict in Gaza or Israel about themselves on social media. Or if you're somebody who feels like you got to take a side, like, all right, so for me, like, as I mentioned before, as a school teacher, it's never important really to talk about what you feel, but I ain't no school teacher no more. I'm a podcast host, so I'm going to tell you how I feel, and I'm going to tell you how it got me into trouble this week. First off, war is the most constant thing in history that has never, ever done anything, dude. The only thing it does is generate more sin. The only thing it does is generate more income for more rich men to get what they want. I was thinking about this the other day. Like, in World War II, when all the men left, right, and Henry T. Ford had introduced this 9-to-5 bullshit that we were talking about to get 2 days off, my grandmom went to work at a phone company, and so did a bunch of other women, fulfilled job duties in factories all around the United States of America. And then when the war ended, they were told, hey, you're no longer needed here. Go back home and get supper ready. What a, you know what I mean? Like, some shit right there. Talk about, like, how we never, it's like progression or being equal has just never been in, like, our wheelhouse. And that's upsetting because it's just like, was there ever a time of peace? Like, maybe, but then, like, there was always marred with, like, another war coming right around the corner, you know? So I made the mistake of talking with a coworker about the conflict, and I was saying to the fact that, like, I don't agree with both parties, you know? I don't agree with war. I don't agree with somebody. I don't agree with children dying, dude, you know? And there's this narrative with the baby's heads being decapitated, and there's, like, talk that wasn't true. I've seen videos on Reddit of poor children. Children should not be harmed in war, you know? And, like, the idea that they're fighting over land, the idea that they're fighting over spiritual autonomy, Arabs versus the Jewish people of the area and, like, Palestine, it's all so upsetting that there really is no real outcome that I can foresee other than the return of JC, you know what I mean? And then followed by the Antichrist, you know what I mean? Like, there's also too many people on the planet. I was we're down here at Bell's Mills where a bunch of SUVs are facing me down. They're all looking at me. I don't have the mic anymore. I got my headphones on, so it's a little bit better. So they think I'm just, like, talking to somebody on the phone. So I don't get those gaping, weird looks. You ever see somebody on their cell phone and, like, the natural thing that happens is like, they'll be on the phone and they're not paying attention to the road, and it's the natural progression to, like, slide to the right. You know what I mean? That just happened. My name's Bob. I'm a host of this local podcast show, which I've been doing for the better part of 10 years. The last couple months, or maybe the last couple years, I've been talking to myself in the woods. And I'm crossing, and I made it. Thank you. Appreciate you. I just said, I used to edit out of the podcast, right? So I was so self-conscious about myself. I was so ego-driven, dude. Like, and I'm happy to report on this stuff because maybe it can help somebody who's listening to the show who suffers from egoism. Look, I go back, when I got on the Facebook and I started to, like, you know, hit that, you really want to get a character check on who you are and how you can improve, hit the memory button, okay? Look at your memories. Maybe you're not like me, but maybe back in the day you were somebody like me who was constantly promoting themselves, constantly selling themselves, constantly using social media as a tool to invite people to concerts, invite people to rooftop concerts, invite them to live podcasts, you know, all this stuff. And then, like, you know, the status updates that were, you know, real, like, crafty with words, you know what I mean? And, I mean, like, I was looking at stuff that I had written 14 years ago today, and I was just in a bad place, you know? I mean, like, almost 14 years ago, my band was about to start breaking up. And when my band broke up, it was like, I mean, for those of you who've been in the musical outfit, for those of you who have loved the band that has broken up, you know what I'm talking about, because it's heartbreak. Like when I found out that, oh, here comes a dog. Hey, buddy. How you doing, man? Good looking dog.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I was disappointed in myself, but I was very pleased with the progression that I have accomplished in these last, 15 years. Because, you know, the band's breaking up at this time. My whole ego, my whole identity is based on being a rock star, right? You know what I mean? I'm going to be a rock star. I wanted it more than anything. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I mean, I was the manager of the band in a way. I mean, we had managers, but like in the beginning, it was me. It was all me, all my direction, all my, you know, I was the guy who organized the shows. I was the one who wrote the set lists. I wrote a few songs. They also wrote songs. They should also have credit for that. But, you know, that's all I wanted, you know, and like I wasn't even looking into the spiritual world. I was looking at making a living in this physical world as an entertainer, you know. Maybe if I had some sort of spiritual insight back then, things would be different. But hey, it didn't work out. Drummer called it in 2011, I believe. We broke up, got back together once, 2013. My ego comes spiked again because in between those 2 years there, I remember being so depressed, gained a whole bunch of weight. You know what I mean? Like, I remember, like, I've always been, like, big, you know? And, like, I remember doing, like, the era of Downtown Harvest, really struggling with my weight because I wasn't, like, you know, working out. And I wasn't on, like, good diet, you know what I mean? And I was drinking a lot, smoking cigarettes, being a fool. And when I found out that the band was going to get back together for the Grape Street Pub and Scooters, I think it was his 10-year reunion, and Jackson from WMMR was going to host it, start working out again, lose the weight, and get the band together. I think we played that show and show at Ardmore Music Hall, and then our final show, which was on the rooftop of Whole Foods in Plymouth Meeting. It was such a great time that I threw like 7 concerts without Downtown Harvest, other bands in the years that followed, also to fulfill my ego. It should be noted, you know. So, you know, like, band breaks up. He tells me over the phone, that's it. I start crying, man. I was devastated, you know. I'm like, what am I going to do now? So then I, like, you know, real quick was like, we got to get a new band together. So then I sort of did a demi with Tom. Tom was doing it for the right reasons. He was making music that he liked. I was still trying to hold on to the local rock star, you know what I mean? We did the show at the Boathouse in Conshohocken. And we played down in the basement, and we had, I think we had 2 other bands with us or something like that. And we were banned from ever playing there again. And after, I think we did it twice maybe, but after the second gig, somebody left the back door open and a plethora of cannabis smoke had wafted in, and the owners blamed it on me. And, you know, whatever, you know, but it was a good time. And, you know, I remember thinking like, man, this was such a cool event. And now my ego's bruised because we can't do it again. We got banned. And, yeah, I mean, like, you know, so then that band breaks up. That band breaks up because Tom doesn't get along with the other lead singer, and he wanted to continue the band, and I really didn't because I saw the band as, you know, a different package with her involved. So we leave that band, right? And then I'm depressed again, dude. I'm like, here we go. It's like 2014-ish, and I don't play any music at all. 2015, I think I picked up a Pretty Hate Machine. I just on the whim one day went to FYE and bought Pretty Hate Machine used, popped it in, realized, oh my God, I like electronic music so much. I liked it when I was a teenager. What if I make electronic music now? Then I started Pocket Dial, right? And when I started Pocket Dial, I was with my friend Mickey. And we had a great time, man. We did those rooftop shows. I wrote all the music. He wrote all the lyrics. I played my bass guitar live over the beats I made. My ego was completely inflamed again. You know, and then the band breaks up around 2017. I joined Judah Kim and the Assassination one more time. It was the first time joining him, excuse me. But, you know, I joined another band to fulfill the the void left in me, I guess, you know? And then I left that band just because I really wanted to be with my son and I needed a break from the whole kit and caboodle of being a musician who constantly sells himself and yields little to no returns. You know what I mean? Like, back in the day, we yielded a lot, but, like, after Downtown Harvest, it was very hard to keep the momentum going. You know what I mean? And COVID happened. I got into therapy. I started to really think deep about myself. I started to look inward. I started to experiment. And, had an ego death. And when you have an ego death, if you look it up on the internet, you'll know what I'm talking about. But, I mean, I realized I was living wrong. And ever since then, I've tried to, like, look into others. I've tried to find strength in others. And I've tried to support that. And, when I look back at those Facebook memories now, I look at it like kind of like a lesson to be learned as to, you know, how quickly one can think. I really do believe that, like, one of the reasons we have all these wars and we have all these problems is that man's ego gets so big sometimes that they think they're greater than God. And when they think they're greater than God, shit goes wrong, man. You know what I mean? Like, you got violence, you got, you know, just deplorable conditions. And when that stuff occurs, man, it can only be conquered by good. And that's what I was saying earlier. Is like, you know what I mean? Like, I just hope there is a peaceful conflict. It'd be great if JC came down on the clouds, half of us disappear, you know what I mean? Oh. And I'm just so thankful that in the last couple years, that broken heart that I had was completely mended by joining a church again, dude. And I joined the church band, and, like, I played my guitar again, and I mentioned on the last show, it's for all the right reasons now, you know? I try to let God work through me, just like God was working through me in the parking lot. When I'm playing on stage, I want God to work through the bass, EADG, let's go, G-O-D. And, I'm just thankful, because right now, like, now's the right time to have some faith, because the world is hurting. Several people are continuing to choose sides. And the message is pretty simple, is that there is no side. We're all connected. We're all, you know, one human race, and we should take care of each other and to, you know, really, like, dive into, like, Jesus's message. You know, I mean, he's forgiven people all the way up until, like, almost his last breath. You know what I mean? Like, forgiveness is really hard. It doesn't necessarily mean that you need to be exposed to situations that hurt you, but you have to have forgiveness in your heart. And that's something I've been practicing for those who have trespassed against me. I forgive you, you know, and as the world gets darker, I want the light inside me to get brighter. With that being said, my name's B.O.B., and this has been another episode of The Bobcast!
There's something elephants to the top, to the heavens coming back, coming down to the seven pop upside. We're making moves, a high speed pursuit. Two reasons down, I guess, protest. I love honeysuckle with the best man by your side. We're making moves, a high speed pursuit. Drive, just don't stop, it's so easy. And it's out from the start, just to please me. You can drive, just don't stop, it's so easy. And it's out from the start, just to please me. There's something elephants coming down to the ground path. The gap, my love, honeysuckle, no pride on the far side. You make it clear. keep getting used and remain stacked at the top of your game. All the same, relax, attack, figure killing time. You try to fight when you lost your mind. Walk towards the light. Walk towards the light. You can drive, just don't stop. It's so easy. And it's out from the start, just to please me. You can drive, just don't stop. It's so easy. And it's out from the start, just to please me. Just to please me.